So good morning, Don.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm really, really looking forward to this interview. This was an amazing opportunity, and I very much appreciate you giving us this time to get to know you a little better and talk about your hunting experiences and your passions about hunting. I do have a quick question for you, and that is, someone told me that you're a visitor on Bowside. Is that true?
I am. I've been going there for years, actually. So there's a lot of great sites, but the information that you guys have up there is very valuable to me, and I spend a lot of time when I'm not working, and with all the traveling that I do, in the day of the iPad, it gives me great access to a lot of good information to spend some time on there. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, that is so cool. I never knew that, and I appreciate that. So
It's my
for
pleasure. I give you my handle, but I do that's what I want.
are you
Everyone that all of a sudden email me are saying that my posts are stupid. So we'll see.
are you incognito?
Not really. I mean, there's plenty of guys that either whether it's through communications. I'm not afraid to reach out and ask people. I know what I don't know, and so I've learned a lot of good information. I mean, I think the benefit of online is there's a lot of great information out there. I think there's probably a lot of bad information out there too, and once you sort of learn enough to sort of sift through that, you can learn quite a bit. And I've made some great friendships that really started off on, some of the forums that are out there, like yours, and people that, hey, you're nearby or you're in this county, yada yada, you want to get together? They have no idea, and then you show up to do a hunt together or a 3D shoot or something like that, and you start getting a funny look. And at the end of this thing, you're like, hey, wait a minute, are you it's led to some pretty interesting friendships for me.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people say that about our site and the community. So I really appreciate that. But let's jump
No,
right
my
into
pleasure.
the questions because I'm really curious about a lot of these questions. And the first one is, who introduced you to hunting and bow hunting?
Well, it's sort of an interesting story. It started off probably well before hunting and fishing. My grandfather, who was a blue collar electrician from what was then communist Czechoslovakia. He saw the lifestyle that we could have lived, growing up in a, affluent family in New York City. And, while he recognized clearly some of the benefits of that, he also probably recognized a lot of the downfalls of that. And so from, the age of three, he was very active in my life. I spoke the language fluently. And so starting at about five, he used to take me over there, just him and I, for 6 to 8 weeks every summer. And it was basically, here, let me teach you how to shoot an air gun. Here's a knife. Go have fun. Here's the woods. I'll see you at dark. I made a lot of friends over there, and that's how we entertained ourselves. It would have been like being in this country, 50, 60 years ago, and I just had a great time being exposed to it. Now, over there, hunting was much more of an elitist sport, so it wasn't really hunting, but it was about woodsmanship. It was campfires. It was, air guns and bow and arrows and these kind of things without so much of the hunting. And then that really instilled a passion in me, though, and I got so into it. I went to boarding school at a very young age. I was, 12, 13 years old. Wanted to get out of New York City. This was the early 90s. It was sort of my parents' divorce. It was, sort of a mess reading about that every day as a young kid growing up, where you're in that stage where you think you're a man, but you're not really yet. So, said, it'd be great to get out of New York school, out of New York City. Went to school, boarding school in central Pennsylvania, and there was a gentleman there. Who was an incredible wing shooter. And we, this was back in the day. I mean, it's not that long ago, I guess, the early 90s. I mean, we actually had a rifle range on campus, and we had clay shooting and everything like that. And one guy took me under his wing, saw that I had a passion for it, and got me doing a lot of that. And another gentleman there was a big fly fisherman, and he did the same. But I remember one day this gentleman said, hey, meet me in the parking lot Saturday at 6 a.m. and dress warm. And I had no idea what to expect. And he took me on my first, upland, walk-up shoot, and it was great, and I just got hooked. And then I basically read everything there was to read about all the different forms of hunting, whether it be archery, this, and I just got so into it. I read every book available. I spoke to whoever would listen to me. I went with whoever would take me, and just got into it. And it's been a great value in my life, and probably kept me out of a lot of other trouble I would have otherwise gotten into. I think when you're waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get in a deer blind or to get in a stand or to go waterfowl hunting, whatever it may be, It was a lot harder to be out till 3 in the morning the night before, and so I owe the outdoors a lot, and it's been great for me.